What would you do if your mother couldn't remember what year it was? Max Lugavere faced this nightmare at 58 when his mother, tears streaming down her face, failed to answer that simple question during a family trip to Miami. She'd been hiding visits to a neurologist, struggling with memory problems she couldn't explain. In that devastating moment, Max abandoned his journalism career and dove headfirst into neuroscience research, interviewing leading scientists worldwide. What he unearthed challenges everything we've been told about brain health. Cognitive decline isn't inevitable, and those with genetic risk factors might actually respond better to the right interventions. His mother's tragedy became the catalyst for a revolutionary understanding of how food shapes our minds, not just in old age, but right now, today. Your brain is 60% fat, yet for six decades, we've been told to avoid it. In the 1950s, Ansel Keys cherry-picked data from six countries, ignoring 16 others that contradicted his theory linking dietary fat to heart disease. The Sugar Research Foundation secretly funded research dismissing sugar's dangers. By 1977, government guidelines went low-fat, and food companies flooded supermarkets with sugar-laden products. The fallout? Our omega-6 to omega-3 ratio exploded from 1:1 to 25:1, triggering chronic inflammation. Polyunsaturated vegetable oils, safflower, sunflower, canola, corn, soybean, oxidize rapidly, spawning free radicals that produce toxic aldehydes elevated in Alzheimer's brains. One meal rich in these oils increases oxidation markers by 50% in young people and 15-fold in older adults. Meanwhile, we abandon the fats our brains need, omega-3s from wild fish and pastured eggs, and monounsaturated fats like extra virgin olive oil that form myelin, the protective coating insulating neurons. Mediterranean diets with a liter of olive oil weekly improved cognitive function over 6 years, while low-fat dieters declined. Glucose molecules stick to proteins through glycation, creating AGEs, advanced glycation end products, aging toxins found at 3 times higher levels in Alzheimer's brains. Elevated blood sugar increases dementia risk even in non-diabetics. For each 0.6% increase in hemoglobin A1C, people recall 2 fewer words on memory tests and show reduced hippocampal volume within the normal range. Fructose is worse. It bypasses your bloodstream, heading straight to your liver and triggering fat creation. Studies show nearly double the liver fat versus glucose. This fuels non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, affecting 70 million Americans. Fructose damages your gut, impairing its own absorption while interfering with tryptophan, serotonin's precursor, potentially explaining links to depression. High fructose increases intestinal permeability, allowing bacterial components to leak into circulation and trigger anxiety. Higher fruit intake correlates with less hippocampal volume in older adults. The solution isn't eliminating carbohydrates, but choosing wisely. Low-sugar fruits like berries offer concentrated nutrients. Women consuming the most berries had brains appearing 2.5 years younger on scans. Half of Americans have insulin resistance, most unknowingly. When you repeatedly flood your bloodstream with sugar, your cells become numb to insulin, requiring more for the same effect. Even people with normal blood sugar can be insulin resistant, experiencing memory impairment while their brains accumulate damage. Insulin blocks fat burning and accelerates aging by shutting down cellular repair pathways, including FOXO3, which maintains stem cell pools that can become neurons. People with one copy of a gene making FOXO3 more active have double the odds of living to 100. Post-meal lethargy signals your pancreas overreacting, dropping blood sugar too low and triggering hunger, fatigue, and brain fog. In the brain, insulin functions as a signaling molecule for memory, focus, and mood. When cells become resistant, these functions deteriorate. Elevated insulin also handicaps your ability to break down amyloid beta protein, while sugar makes these proteins stickier. Strikingly, 80% of Alzheimer's patients have insulin resistance, leading researchers to call Alzheimer's type 3 diabetes. Your brain consumes 20 to 25% of your resting metabolism, despite being just 2-3% of body mass. The problem isn't fuel shortage, it's fuel quality. Glucose from carbohydrates creates reactive oxygen species like exhaust. While free radicals serve important signaling functions during exercise, excessive production overwhelms cleanup systems, triggering damage that drives aging and neurological decline. Ketones are your brain's premium fuel. After 12 hours without food, liver glycogen depletes. Your liver then breaks down worn proteins through autophagy, while growth hormone spikes to preserve muscle as your body converts fat into ketones. Unlike glucose, ketones burn cleaner, creating more energy per oxygen unit with fewer metabolic steps and generating fewer free radicals. They dramatically increase antioxidants like glutathione, boost BDNF, the brain's growth hormone, and increase cerebral blood flow by up to 39%. Human babies are born with 15% body fat versus 2-3% in most mammals because humans have underdeveloped brains at birth. During rapid brain growth, baby fat fuels up to 90% of newborn brain metabolism through ketones. We access ketones through intermittent fasting, 16 hours fasting, 8 hours feeding, or ketogenic diets, 60-80% fat, 15-35% protein, 5% carbohydrates. APOE4 carriers, over a quarter of the population with the strongest Alzheimer's risk gene, show impaired glucose metabolism starting in their 20s. The Buck Institute reversed cognitive symptoms in 9 of 10 patients through metabolic health programs. Gut feelings aren't metaphorical, they're biological reality. Your gut microbiome weighs as much as your brain, 2-3 pounds, and contains 30 trillion microbial cells, with genetic material nearly 100 times more complex than your own genome. If uncoiled, your gut would cover a small studio apartment, our largest interface with the environment. Between your gut lining and microbiome lies the mucosa, a protective mucus barrier maintained by prebiotic fiber. Fiber feeds beneficial bacteria that produce butyrate, which nourishes mucus-producing cells. Without sufficient fiber, gut bacteria consume the protective mucosa itself, compromising barrier integrity. Modern factors, particularly gluten, can increase gut permeability by triggering zonulin production, which loosens tight junctions between intestinal cells. This hyperpermeability allows bacterial endotoxin into circulation, triggering inflammation that affects the brain, causing lethargy, cognitive difficulties, and potentially depression. Studies confirm probiotics benefit mental health. Women taking them showed less reactivity to sad thoughts, college students consuming fermented foods experienced reduced social anxiety, and Alzheimer's patients on a 12-week probiotic regimen improved cognitive function by 30% compared to placebo groups. The Genius Plan centers on nutrient-dense foods, eggs, avocados, dark leafy greens, and nuts, while eliminating inflammatory processed oils and grains. The transformation is immediate. Weight loss as reduced insulin unlocks stored fat, increased energy as you escape carbohydrate addiction, and plummeting metabolic syndrome risk. Purge refined carbohydrates, wheat, industrial emulsifiers, processed meats, concentrated sweeteners, commercial oils, non-organic soy, synthetic sweeteners, and sugary beverages. Build your foundation with healthy fats, extra virgin olive oil, grass-fed butter, avocado oil, quality proteins, grass-fed meats, wild fish, eggs, nuts, seeds, non-starchy vegetables, low-sugar fruits, and dark chocolate, 80% cocoa. The optimal plate features mostly vegetables by volume, but mostly fat by calories. Eat one enormous daily salad loaded with healthy fats and protein, dark leafy greens as base, varied vegetables and seeds drenched in extra virgin olive oil to boost nutrient absorption. The first 2 weeks eliminate processed foods, refined grains, seed oils, and added sugars through an ultra-low-carb phase, 20-40 grams net carbs daily. After 2 weeks, add higher-carb refeed meals a few days weekly to refill muscle glycogen and upregulate hormones like leptin. Every meal provides information and building blocks for your brain's complex structure. Each choice feeds either inflammation and decline or resilience and growth.